Manic, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome to the dark side on this kind of overcast Wednesday, I guess it is today. Maybe some snow in the future this evening. Maybe a little bit of snow, a little bit of sleet, a little bit of rain. But as always, people, we can take it. You know, we take life one day at a time, don't we? Some people think about it and say, well, I'm going to be around 30 years, 40 more years. I'm going to be around. This is not going to happen to me. I'm going to make sure. No, you make sure nothing. All you can get is probably an hour at a time. I don't care if you walk out at your healthiest son of a bitch in town and you walk out your door, you get in your car and somebody drives by and shoots you and kills you. You're dead. You didn't think you were going to die that day. Didn't want to die that day. Was praying and hoping that you wouldn't die that day, but guess what? You did. And I don't know why people have to get all upset, all excited, because some people live to be 30, some people live to be 5 children, some people live to be 85, 90, 95. And I know for you religious people, you think it's all about religion, and I'm not all that religious, and I don't know if there's any religion involved. But when it's time to go, it's time to go. You know, when it's time to pay your bills, it's what? Time to pay your bills. You know, I listen to TV in the morning. Everything's the same. Everything's, let's get Trump. Let's impeach Trump. Let's impeach Trump. That's been going on for 2-3 years. And it's the same crap day in and day out. You know, people want to know national issues, and I understand that. But I want to know, and I want to progress the local issues for our people. The local issues that our people want to get involved in, are concerned about. But when they push these national issues day in and day out and day in and day out, it doesn't do anything but tighten up all the information we have about national subjects. And we never really get into the local subjects. I mean, there's killing Randy Gorey, the great attorney from Edwardsville, was killed last week. Somebody else was killed. Jason Jinks, a St. Clair County correctional officer, he died last week. What a great, great gentleman he was. What a great family he comes from. And you never know. He was 46, 47 years old. You know, never know when you're going to go. I think Gorey was 46, 47 years old. But we think about those local issues for about a second, and then we move on. Let's go ahead and take some callers before I get going crazy. Go ahead, Steve. You're on the dark side.
Hey, Bob, is that you?
Yes, it's me. It was me.
Happy hump day to you. Hey, I want to know if you saw on the media today where that so-called St. Louis City prosecutor Kim Gardner accused the St. Louis Police Department of pulling her over and keeping her for 15 minutes for a traffic stop, but the video shows something different. Why is she trying to paint the police in such a negative light? I thought the prosecutor and the police were supposed to work hand in hand on law enforcement. What the hell's going on in the city of St. Louis? Huh? What's going on down there? When are they going to get this mess straightened out?
You know, Steve, thanks for the call. Thanks for the concern. And I know there's a lot of other people out there that feel the same way you do. And I was going to address that later, but I'll address it now. Big thing in the St. Louis Post disgrace that I pulled out of the trash. I don't know why anybody would spend $2.50 to buy this crap. But big from Tony Messenger. He's a white guy. He's a white guy who apparently loves black people, loves niggers. Black officers in big letters stand behind Gardner, Kim Gardner, in her civil rights suit against the city of St. Louis. Great big article, second page, top fold, second page. And they're talking about the black police officers are all behind Gardner. They're with this Ethical Society of Police. That's the Black Police Officers Association, as opposed to the white, I guess, the White Police Officers Association. And I don't know how that ever got started. But he goes on in this article to say that he was a black officer, and he says he got shot. And he says, if I was white, I feel that I'd have been taken care of. He says the department, the police department, creates a separation. It makes me feel less of an officer because of the color of my skin. Now, this is 2020, people. This crap's been going on and going on. And back in the day, I understand in the 50s and 60s, how maybe there was a discriminatory things against black police officers. But not the 80s, the 90s, 2000, 2010, now in the 2020. In the 2020, and they're still saying that the Ethical Society of Police, they're behind the black police officers, they're against the white police officers. That's like having the good guys against the bad guys. I, for the life of me, don't understand that, but, you know, they push that. The niggers, I say the niggers, and they are niggers, they push it and push it and push it, and nobody says anything about it but me. They put big articles in the paper. Of course, they let the white guys print the articles. They let the Tony Messengers. They let all the ass white bastards, Todd Robertson. They let all the no good white, stupid, radical, liberal bastards. They push it for the black community and don't give a damn about the white community. Now, I'll say to that, and they can say I'm a racist, but I'm not far, far, far from being a racist. I think every police officer, black, white, man, woman, Democrat or Republican, I think they all should be treated fair. I think everyone that does right should be treated fair. Now, they'll say again, Bob Romanek's a racist, but the people that know me, especially the black people, they know I'm not a racist. They know I'm a realist. They know I'll tell it the way it is. But see, the niggers don't like that. The niggers don't like that because they don't want the truth to come out. Now, the proud black people that I know, they're friends of mine and I'm friends of theirs, and we talk about it all the time. They know I'm not a racist. They call all the time. They want campaign contributions, and to the people that I support, we give contributions to. Some are white, some are black. That never leads into anything for me. It's who's going to do the best job, who's the most decent out there trying to do the best job, and even more than that, who is not going to sit back and make everything a racial thing. It says that these black police officers, you know, they're suing the city. The one is suing the city because he was hurt by a white police officer. And Gardner's got her big lawsuit now about the history of racial discrimination in the police department, works to thwart and impede her efforts to establish equal treatment under law for all St. Louis citizens. The simple public record suggests that an idea that this is not without merit. And at the end it says, don't take Gardner's word for it. Ask a black police officer. And this is from Tony Messenger, stupid, white, ignorant son of a bitch. And here's his number. It's 314-340-8518. If somebody wants to call him, that's 314-340-8518. If somebody wants to call him and speak your piece, speak your mind, you can, because that's what we do. That's what we do here in this great country. And he says that they've repeatedly highlighted the discrepancies along racial lines with discipline, promotion, and job placement. Well, I don't understand that. They've had a black chief of police. They've had a black mayor. in the city of St. Louis, but all of a sudden, that's not even brought up in here. That's not even brought up in here because it's not beneficial. It's not beneficial to the nigger community. It's beneficial to the proud black community. It's beneficial to the proud white community. But apparently it's not beneficial to the nigger community, so they don't want to address it. But it was amazing how today, second page, top fold, black officers stand behind Kim Gardner in her civil rights suit against the racist city of St. Louis. Now, what kind of crap is that? You didn't hear about it other than me talking about it. Maybe you got the paper. Some of you do. I don't know why. But it's not a big deal. But it is a big deal, and you have to make it a big deal. You have to talk about it. You have to be concerned about it. You have to say, hey, that's not right. A lot of white people won't say it. You know what white people will say? I don't want to get involved. You know, I don't want to piss somebody off. I don't want to get involved, so I'm not gonna deal with it. I'm going to let it go. But you can't let it go, because when you let it go, it gets worse and worse and worse, and nobody ever wants to deal with it. Go ahead, John. You're on the dark side.
Well, good morning, Robert. How are you, sir?
Fine.
Hey, like you said, there's two things I want to ask you. One's for my brother-in-law out there in Oklahoma. We're talking about the Chris Coleman murder that happened in Columbia where he killed his two sons and wife. And he had a brother that was a jailer or a prison guard that was trying to get disability because he claimed post-traumatic stress. He couldn't walk the halls of the prison no more because he thought about his brother being locked up somewhere else. Do you know, or does anybody know out there, did that monster piece of crap ever get, and I'm sorry for using that word, I know I'm calm down here, did he ever get that disability?
You know what? I really don't know, John, if he did or not, but with the stuff, and thanks for the call, with the stuff with Chris Coleman, he wanted another attorney, and he got one of the best attorneys as a public defender, was Quito, Lloyd Quito Jr., one of the best. And then for some reason, Chris Coleman said he didn't want Quito because Quito wasn't qualified. And that's one of the most stupid things anybody can say because Lloyd Quito is one of the most qualified attorneys, not only in St. Clair County, but I believe throughout the state of Illinois. But for some reason, Chris Coleman says no. Now he wants to defend himself. Now he's going to end up in prison the rest of his life. But they all these people that are guilty, 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 guilty beyond a reasonable doubt, they always want to claim their innocence. They always want to say, hey, it was somebody else that did it. Somebody did this. Somebody did that. And you can't fight them. You can't fight them because at the end of the day, they make their own decision. They are their own worst enemies. You can sit there and you can argue with them, but when it's all said and done and they say, hey, I don't want the best attorney in the world. I don't want F. Lee Bailey. I don't want any attorney because I'm better than those attorneys. You can't argue with it. You got to say, well, if you want to defend yourself, go right ahead. But you've seen, and we've all seen in all these cases, how it never works out. It never, ever, ever works out. And on a side note, I want to say, and I'll say this today and every day, you watch national news, it's all about Trump. It's been about Trump the last 3 years. Local news has some local effect, but then they just let it go. They hardly ever follow up on it, and that's what we need to do as a community in the St. Louis metropolitan area on both sides of the river. We need to follow up. We need to be concerned not only about national issues, but we need to be concerned about local issues. And other than me, Slayton, and a few others, nobody gives a damn. They always want to push the national issues. Let's push the national issues. Oh, four people got killed here yesterday. Okay, let's go on to the national issues. That's what pisses me off. I mean, it pisses me off more than just a little. And then you'll get the Republicans are just as bad, at many times, just as bad as the Democrats. They go off on a tangent. They'll go off on some crazy crap. I see where Parson, the governor, the newly appointed governor of Missouri that took over for Greitens, now he wants to shrink the prisons in the state of Missouri. He wants more people sentenced to probation instead of incarceration. Now, who is Governor Parsons other than a politician? He's the ex-sheriff of a small county down in southern Missouri. But now, he wants to make it, he wants to get rid of two prisons, and he wants to make sure that there's less people in jail and more people out on probation instead of incarceration. Now I ask that, why? Why would he seek that when he knows the problem in the state of Missouri? Every governor knows the problem in each and every one of their states, but they're going to fight through that and say, hey, for the good of the people. No, that's not for the good of the people. They want to shut down prisons. They want to shut down prisons for the good of the people. No, I think it's good for their political agenda. And you good people out there, think about it. It has nothing to do with taking care of the community. Now, they can talk that crap all day long that it does, but it doesn't, and we just let it go. We just let it go. Let's take one more caller before I go crazy again. Go ahead, Nathan. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, man, you said people's lifespans are shortened.
Now, wait, whoa. When did I ever say people's lifespans were shortened?
What were you talking about with the lawyer?
What do you mean, what was I talking about with the lawyer?
You said the dude was 46 years old, right?
Right.
Yeah. So what's up? So what were you talking about?
Well, I'm talking about he died at 46, 47 years old. That was his lifespan. That wasn't everybody's lifespan's not shortened. Some people live to be 100.
So when you're around niggas and crackers, your lifespan is shortened because they're very violent and, you know, they just fly off the cuff with a lot of stuff they do.
You know what, Nathan, don't call me back because you're a typical nigger. All you want to do is talk that nigger crap. That's not what I said. You know that's not what I said. Now, other people may say, oh, we can't call him a nigger, even though he is a nigger. He talks like a nigger. We'll have to try to respect him. No, I'm going to give you what I get. If I get disrespect from you, you're going to get it back. And apparently, Nathan, that's all you want to give is disrespect, because you are a nigger. I always want to talk about the niggers and the crackers and the this and the that. You never want to say anything constructive. You never want to say anything that we can build on to maybe bring the races together. It's like you just want to continue to fight. And why? Why? I think probably because you hate me. You hate white people. And this is just a way for you to get on the air. So do me a favor, Nathan. Don't call back because, call a nigger station. Don't call me anymore, please. Go ahead, Dave. You're on the dark side.
Hey, good morning. You mean nasty bastard.
Hey, Dave. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, I'm making it today. It's been two crappy weeks, but not as bad as what you had. So I'm doing good.
Well, it's good. Hey, you know what, Dave? I'm doing good, and it's getting better, and it's going to continue to get better because I'm going to make it get better. I'm not going to sit back and say, oh, that's it. You know, I can't do anything about it. I can't help myself. People are their own worst enemies a lot of times, don't you think?
Hey, don't I know it, my friend. If I had a dollar for every dumb thing I did, I'd be richer than you.
Oh, well, thank you. What else is going on in your world, buddy?
Hey, you know what? I might be able to add a little insight on this wanting to close prisons and save money and stuff. I have a friend who works for the Department of Corrections.
Uh-huh.
And they just got a hefty raise, which they've been underpaid over here in Missouri for a long, long time. And now that they've got this hefty raise, well, instead of keeping people and retaining people, they want to get rid of them through attrition and matter of fact, even potentially cut jobs.
Yeah, you know what, Davey, here's what's going to happen, and I think it's going to come in the next 20, 30 years. We're going to be a socialistic country. There's going to be less people in jail. There's going to be more people out on the street. There's going to be more crime. And it's going to get consecutively worse in the next 20, 30 years, and it's going to get better. What's your take?
Well, what will happen, Bob, is the justifiable homicides will increase substantially. Because, you know, let Joe the crap bomb who's on probation for whatever crime, I don't care what the crime is, but let's just say if you go on probation for a burglary. Well, used to be, Bob, back in the day, thieves had a little code and honor. Now they don't. But normally, you know, put them on probation, they're going to still do their crimes, and they're just going to end up dead. You know, look at, you can't keep track of it, but in the city, you had one or two or three, four guys that were on probation that committed homicides. Okay, so now if they were in jail, those four people that lost their lives would still be alive.
I agree. Hey, Dave, real quick, and then I'll let you finish your end. What do you think about this big article in the paper with this Tony Messenger about black officers stand behind Kim Gardner in her civil rights suit against the racist city of St. Louis?
Let me flush the toilet and then I can tell you. It's gone on forever. As a matter of fact, I was having a nice, great conversation with a black coworker last night, and we were talking about how we are sick and tired of the black racist and the white racist always trying to stir the pot when there's nothing to be stirred.
You know,
10% of blacks are always going to hate whites, 10% of whites. It doesn't make a difference, but you know what? That is their right if they want to hate somebody, as long as they don't act upon the hatred. So who cares?
You know, Dave, you hit it right on the head. Who cares? If you don't like me, I don't like you, that's fine. We have to kind of respect each other. We don't have to hang together. We don't have to be in love with each other. We don't have to go out together. But we're going to have to respect each other for what each side does. But it's come to the point, Dave, where the vast majority of both the niggers and the crackers and the hunkies, they push this racial crap out. And instead of being minor, which it should be, it automatically becomes major, don't you think?
Absolutely. Bob, and I'm also going to bring something up that I know you will recognize because you've been in and around and worked in the black community. Look at the racism within the black community. If you are a dark-skinned black, if you are a light-skinned black, you are looked down upon like you're white or you're half white or whatever. I mean, there's a lot of racism within the black community on skin color, on your skin tone.
You know, Dave, to me, and I've been around 70 years, I've been born and raised in East St. Louis, homicide detective in East St. Louis, chief of police in Washington Park three times, and ex-deputy sheriff, and you're exactly right. In this situation, they're letting it get out of hand. They're continuing to let it get out of hand. No matter what the white community and the proud black community tries to do for the niggers and the crackers and the hunkies, it's never getting any better because whatever's done, the niggers, the crackers, and the hunkies will accept it. Then they'll move on to other racial issues. Am I right or wrong?
Bob, I agree with you 100%. You and I have said this before. The good, decent people need to band together and just put the bad people and give them Illinois and California and New York. And they can't leave those states because they've already effed them up enough. They're beyond repair. So just put them in their place, and then they can't come to our places.
You know what, Dave? I agree with you 1,000%. As always, it's a pleasure talking to you. Thanks for taking the time out to listen. You and yours and everybody on that side of the river, be safe, be good, and keep up the good work.
Take care. Talk to you soon.
Okay, Dave, thank you very much for the call. Now, there's a gentleman who's worried about the community. He's not worried about the white community. He's not worried about the black community. He's worried about the community in general. And that's what we all should do. And we all should take these local issues and take care of them. We all should take these local issues and address them. But nobody wants to do it. It's all about Trump. And I think Trump's the lesser of all evils. I don't think he's far from being perfect, but he's the lesser of all evils. And I hope he gets reelected. I think we'll have four more years of some prosperity. Now, it's not going to be all good. It's going to be bad. There's going to be a turn in the financial market before the end of the year, before the November election, and that's just the way it's going to be. So we just fight through it, and we move on. Don't have to blame a white person. Don't have to blame a black person. We just blame the person that's responsible for the bad things. Maybe it's white one time, maybe it's black. But until bastards like the St. Louis Post-Disgrace, the Belleville News Slime of Crap, Tony Messenger, Todd Robertson, and all these no-count, good-for-nothing, white, apparently wishing they were black bastards, until they come out and want to be fair and want to be straight about what's going on in our local area. When I talk about the local area, I'm talking about the St. Louis metropolitan area, so that's probably 30, 40, 50 miles in a circular movement outside of St. Louis. It's never going to be the way it should be. We let our major issues go, and we take care of the issues, the federal issues. And by taking care of the federal issues, I say, all we're doing is talking about them. Because a lot of things, we don't know what's going on in Washington. We don't know what's going on with a lot of this impeachment. Now, we'll hear some crap, and then we'll let it go. Callers, hold on. We'll get to you right after this break. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
We're not gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna take it. We're not gonna take it anymore. We've got the right to choose it.
Welcome back to the dark side, as always. Before we get going again, I want to move on this correctional officer. What a great young man he was, Jason Michael Jinks. He was voted the Correctional Officer of the Year in 2016. Had an 18, 20-year career with the St. Clair County Sheriff's Department. Survived by his parents, and it was a heck of a loss. But again, what happens, and we move on. But I just wanted to salute the Jinks family and salute Jason Jinks for the great job he did as a correctional officer for the St. Clair County Sheriff's Department. And again, 46 years old, died way too young. But what happens in life, and you just have to move on. So we wish his family the best. Friends may call from 8:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. Saturday, January the 25th at St. Teresa's Catholic Church at 1201 Lebanon Avenue in Belleville, and then they'll be followed by a funeral procession there. So anybody has any questions, they can contact the Lakeview Funeral Home in Fairview Heights. But again, I'm going to put our salute out to Jason Jinks. What a great, great young man he was. What a great, great police officer he was. And again, when things happen, they happen. Things have to move on. I know the family will never be the same, but I'm sure they'll remember all the good times with Jason. And when it's all said and done, that's all you can do is worry, worry, worry about the good times. Go ahead, James. You're on the dark side.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Fine, sir.
I've been an avid listener to you for about 4 years now. Funny enough, I stumbled upon you by accident on a job site, and since then I've been hooked.
Well, thank you very much, sir. That you've made my day.
You made my day when I sit there drinking coffee, and the first thing I hear is you said something about niggers. I'm like, no way, did he just say that? I've been hooked on that show ever since.
Well, thank you very much. What's going on in your world other than that, buddy?
Well, actually, I've been listening to you, I guess, for about 4 years, and finally, I just wanted to call in because I've heard now for show upon show people saying about how the black community, well, not the black community, the nigger community keeps getting worse. Well, I live on the higher end side of Fairview Heights, or what used to be the higher end side.
Right.
Now we got about 7 families on my street, and this morning I get up for work, and what do I see besides a busted window and all my painting equipment stolen out of my truck?
Oh,
now, why in the hell do they think that's cool, Bob? Why don't they preach about getting jobs and bettering themselves? But instead, I guarantee you, they probably think that we being like the only white family on the street, basically now, we're probably oppressing them, so they probably stole my stuff just to help themselves feel better. I don't know why they think that stuff's cool. Do you?
Yeah. You know what, James? Thanks for the call, and you be safe there, and you need to be safe. No, they don't think it's cool. Number one, they're bums. They're niggers. Number two, they hate white people. They hate proud white people. And they'll go out of their way to hurt the white community. They'll go out of their way to hurt the proud black community, because proud whites and proud blacks, we all work together. But James, you're right, and I'd be safe, and I'd make sure my stuff is secured, because it's not going to get any better for you. I hate to say that, but it's not going to get any better. And people say, hey, there's Romantic on the air talking his crap, trying to stir up crap. No, I'm not trying to stir up crap. I'm giving you the facts, and everybody knows the facts. The people that don't like me agree with me. They can say I hate that no good crazy son of a bitch, but they agree with me because they know what I say is right. They know when I was the chief in Washington Park what I said was right. They know when I was a homicide detective in East St. Louis, they know I was right. You just have to follow. You just have to follow the lead. You have to follow what's right and do what's right. Now, sometime it may come back to bite you. Sometime it may come back to haunt you. Sometimes it may come back to save you. But you, James, me, and everybody else, black and white, we have to do what we think's right, not what somebody else wants us to think, because if we do that, we'll never, ever, ever get ahead of the game. And sometimes it hurts. Sometimes it hurts to say, hey, I really like my neighbor, but now I find out he's a thief, find out she's a no-good son of a bitch, don't care what color they are, they're just a thief. And they're going to steal from you. But again, James, thank you very much for the call. Thanks for listening. And I hope everybody, and I know I've got listeners all over the country, I hope everybody listens to me. I hope they research what I say, because after they research what I say, they'll find out that I'm telling the truth. And after I'm telling the truth, hopefully they'll follow the lead. Don't just listen to me. Listen to me and then check what I say out. Listen to other people and check what they say out. And you'll come up with your own decision. And once you come up with your own decision, then you'll be able to say, hey, listen, I've researched it. I feel good about it. You know, nobody's going to push me or pressure me. I'm going to do, after researching it, I'm going to do what I think's right. And James, I think you can do it. I think Dave over in Missouri, I think people that call from California, New York, all over the place, I think they can do it. Go ahead, Bob. You're on the dark side.
Hey, Bob, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to kind of, I don't know if I want, how I wanted to say this, but just what the last caller was saying, you know, last night I was beach and there's a gang of niggas in the middle of the road and they wouldn't get out. And, you know, I just don't know what the hell this world's coming to, man. You know, when someone's in the road and block traffic, and then if you say something to them, they pull you out of the car and then they beat your brains out. They're in Pontoon Beach.
Yeah, you know what, Bob, thanks for the call. I know how it gets. It gets that way. And it's not Proud Black that did that. It was niggers. And they saw a white guy, and they're coming after a white guy. They don't have to have a reason to come after you other than you were born white. And it's a shame. It's a shame it has to be that way. But it does, and it is. And if we don't address it, if we don't work around it, it's going to be on us. And that's what really, at the end of the day, that's what really pisses me off. And I hope it pisses everybody off out there, all throughout this country, to listen to me. Because this crap just isn't going on in the St. Louis metropolitan area. It's going on in Kansas City. It's going on in Los Angeles. It's going on in San Francisco. It's going on in New York. It's going on in New Orleans. It's going on all over this country. But for some reason, and I don't know why, people are afraid of niggers. The two or three, there's probably 12, 14% black in this country of ours. And out of that 14%, probably 10% are proud, decent black. But that 4%, they go crazy. And when that 4% goes crazy, it's like they're 104%. They'll go out on the limb. They don't care what they're fighting for. They'll just start fighting. White people, up until the last few years, have just backed off and said, hey, we're just going to let it go. There's no sense of creating a problem. It'll get better. But guess what? It doesn't get better. And it's not going to get better until we, as a proud community of United States citizens, black and white, come together and say that. It's not going to happen anymore. And I believe that's right around the corner. I don't know if there'll ever be another race riot. But I think you can see white people constantly getting on board with other white people and saying, hey, we're not against the blacks. We don't want to hurt the blacks. But I'll be damned if we're going to be hurt just because the blacks want to hurt us. We're not going to sit around. We're not going to take it. We've taken it long enough. And now time's time to stand up and be counted. No violence. I deplore violence. I personally, there should never be any violence. But there is in this world because there's good people and there's what? There's bad people. So violence is going to be there. And that's what we have to do. We just have to fight through it. We have to come to the conclusion that nothing's going to be perfect. Nothing's going to correct itself. There's sometimes we have to be there to help correct it. And a lot of people will say, well, I don't want to get involved, but you better want to get involved because if you don't, it's going to get worse and worse and worse. And I know you people may get tired of me saying that day in and day out, but it's going to get worse and worse and worse if we don't handle the situation. We're going to take callers, hold on. We'll try to get to you right after the break. We're going to take a quick break. I want to come back, and if I can't get to it today, I'll get most of it tomorrow, about the Royal Banks of Missouri suing the Missionary Ventures LLC group. That's the group that initially owned the Hoff Brew House, initially said they had $12 million invested in the structure, in the construction of the Hoff Brew House. And now the Royal Banks of Missouri say it's more like $21 million. So they filed some kind of a motion for contempt in order to show cause and sanctions against the Keller Group. We'll try to get to that right after this break. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, again at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom. To be the Patriots.
As always, welcome back to the last 3 or 4 or 5 minutes. Sorry that we don't get all the callers, because when I go crazy, you know I like to talk. But let's try to take one more caller before we end the show. Go ahead, Jim. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, Bob. South St. Louis used to be so nice. Had chopping districts. Then these rotten politicians start letting the blacks come in. And then the poor white working class, you know, they had to send their kids to private school. The politicians send their kids to private school, but they didn't let their kids go to school with these animals. And now they wonder why white kids walk around with their pants hanging down. And now the chickens come home to roost. The problem's going to hit the county where the white people fled instead of fighting it. I think Trump's just delaying and being inevitable. This country's eventually going to go communism, like you said, because the blacks breed like rats, and they get all kinds of public aid, and they still work, and the whites are just hanging on to trying to get by. But each kid today being indoctrinated, wearing their pants down. I asked a kid, we had a $1,000 cell phone. Do you know where Afghanistan's at? You might have to go there and fight someday. He's playing a game. He said, no, where's that at? I just shook my head.
Yeah.
And I spoiled my daughter, too, because I wanted her to have things I had when I didn't have. I told her, the problem with you is you've never been hungry in your life.
Yep.
But I think this country's in deep, deep trouble, and we're just delaying in the inevitable. But I blame mostly white people. They keep fleeing. Pretty soon they're going to run North Pole. There's going to be nowhere else to run. And Trump's just delaying the inevitable. This country's gone because the whites are going to be the minority. The blacks are breeding like rats, and they're letting all these mud races in here. What do you think of that?
You know what, Jim? Thanks for the call. And I don't think it'll ever be a communistic country. I think 20, 30 years down the road will be a socialistic country, and I think it'll stay that way until they want to change it. I don't think it'll ever become communist. Of course, I don't know, and I don't think you know. But I appreciate the call, appreciate the thought, and that's your thought, and you've got every right to think and say what you want. And I think a lot of white people agree with you. I think a whole lot of white people agree with you. You've got the guts to stand up and say it. And even if they don't, they have to say that you have the right to say what you want, and you've said it. So again, thank you very much, and thank all the callers we didn't get to, and thank everybody for listening. As always, it's time to go. So let's continue down the road to make everybody safe. Black, white, men, women, Democrats, and Republicans. Let's make everybody safe. Let's get rid of the bums. Let's get rid of the niggers. Let's get rid of the crackers. Let's get rid of the hunkies. And let's make this country as safe as we can for as long as we can. And to do that, you know what we have to do? We have to continue to unite to expose these ass white bastard political parasitical perverted punks that we call politicians, both black, white, men, women, Democrats, and Republicans, the ass white bastards of the world. We have to dispose of them to get this country back on the right track. You know me, never, never, never do advocate violence. I'm not for violence. We have to expose these son of a bitches. We have to expose them politically, of course, right here on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romanek, the Grim Rapper of Radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The Grim Rapper of Radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigger nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigger nation. All the nigger think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigger this and nigger that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigger nation cries and screams reparation, a nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all those illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddy-less babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the breakdown.
Nigga, and I don't mean Negro, nigga. I don't mean black man, I mean nigga. Drop the mic, bitch.
This is Bob Romani, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Radical Radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All-American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ, St. Louis. We'll